Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tetani Talks Pirkei Avos, this year where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're here in Season 5 with the commentary of the Sforno and the notes of Rabbi Pelkovitz here in the Perek Dalet Mishnah Yud Gimel, Chapter 4, Paragraph 13. Heads up, we're going to take our break for Pesach, God willing, our second break of the year we try to take, and then God willing, we'll try to make it a little bit more till we finish the chapter, we finish the season with this commentary, and hopefully, God willing, after the summer hiatus, we'll come back, hopefully, for another season with another commentary with this wonderful book, which is my favorite, that of Pirkei Avos. So let's look here at 4:13, Dalet Yud Gimel, talking about doing one mitzvah, one single mitzvah, can do so much for you, can change the scales, the balance of weights, the balance of scales in your favor. May the odds be ever in your favor. As that famous non-Jewish movie, non-Jewish book says, Lahavda, Lahavda. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Omer, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, Ose mitzvah achas, he who fulfills even a single mitzvah, Kone lo proklet echad, gains himself a single advocate. Every single mitzvah you do, gains for yourself that advocate, gains for yourself that defendant. So if you imagine after 120 years, you're in the heavenly tribunal, you're in the heavenly bezin, you're in the heavenly court of justice. All the mitzvahs you did are your defenders, are your angels that are advocating for you, talking for you, and all the averos, all the sins you ever did are acting against you or fighting against you or bringing testimony against you. So every mitzvah you do gives you that advocate. Every mitzvah you do gets you that defending angel, that defendant for you, the lawyer that's pleading your case, if you will. If you have more mitzvahs than averos, you have more defenders than prosecutors. You have more advocates than accusers. And if you have more averos than mitzvahs, God forbid, then you obviously know it's the opposite. However, aver achas, someone who commits even a single transgression, kone lo kategor echad, gets for himself a single accuser. Not good. Get more mitzvahs than averos. Every mitzvah you could do, every mitzvah you could latch on, whatever chesed you could do, whatever tzedakah you could do every single day, seize the day, carpe diem, latch onto that mitzvah. When it comes into your hand, don't let it become chametz, al tachametz. That's why there's a famous exposition in the Torah where it says that we don't want the matzos, we don't want the leaven to come, and don't read it as matzos, but mitzvos. Don't let the mitzvos become chametz. Don't let the mitzvos be lost from your hand. If it comes within 18 minutes, grab that mitzvah before someone else takes it away from you and it becomes leaven and it's lost from your hands. Every mitzvah you can do, every good deed you could do, every action you could do can tilt the scales in your benefit, can tilt your life in your benefit. And you can be seen as a tzaddik and not as a rasha, God forbid. Tshuva, masim tovim, kisrim b'pnei ha-peranos, and repentance and good deeds are like a shield against retribution. The more good deeds you do, the more repentance you do, the more mitzvahs you do, these are all armor in your arsenal. These are all shields in your arsenal. It's as if you're making yourself having an invisibility cloak, if you will. It's making you have a bubble of protection, if you will, from all the accusers, from the prosecuting angels in the world. The more mitzvahs you do, the more Torah you do, the more chesed you're involved in, the more masim tovim you do, the better it could be for you, and the more gain is God for you, and the more defendants you get for yourself, and the more benefit accrues to you in your life and into the side of weighing things for the better. The Sforno points out that repentance and good deeds are like a shield against retribution. Even when your good deeds are motivated by fear of divine punishment, nonetheless, they serve as a shield protecting you against retribution. This is similar to the event which transpired in the city of Nineveh, that it was spared destruction despite the fact that its inhabitants retained their idolatrous beliefs. This is from the book of Jonah. As the verse says, Shuvu shuvu midarcheichem haraim v'lamatamu subeis Yisrael. Turn, turn from your evil ways, for why should you die, house of Israel? As Yechezkel points out, the prophet teaches us that a person may escape punishment even if his repentance is motivated by fear of heavenly retribution. The notes point out, the Sforno differentiates between a person who performs a mitzvah and one who repents for his sins. He explains, Rabbi Elazar teaches us that a mitzvah is proactive and creates a heavenly advocate who will actively plead on the person's behalf before the heavenly court. On the other hand, he who repents will not gain an active advocate. Nevertheless, his repentance will protect him from heavenly punishment in the same manner as a shield deflects arrows, spears, and other dangerous missiles. He brings proof from the story of Nineveh recorded in the famous book book of Jonah, although the inhabitants of that city responded to the prophet's warning of impending disaster and rectified their ways, they did not reject their idols and fully accept God, nor commit themselves to his teachings. Even so, God revoked the evil decree against the city. Thus, we see that their repentance shielded them from destruction, even though it was not completely sincere and pure. So remember, every time you can, and a mitzvah comes to your hands, do it. Don't let it become chametz, because every mitzvah is like a defending angel, is someone who can advocate on your behalf. Who doesn't want more advocates than accusers? Who doesn't want more defendants than prosecutors? Every mitzvah you do can be that defendant, can be that advocate on your behalf. So get more mitzvahs, get more chesed, get more matzah tovim every single day, and you can have an arsenal of people, of angels, of those people who are advocating, those things that are advocating on your behalf, those who are defending on your behalf. And then, God willing, after 120 years, when you come before Hashem, you'll have thousands of mitzvahs, and hopefully only very few averos, if any. Because in your arsenal, if you could have those mitzvahs, you could have those advocates, that repentance and good deeds could be like a shield for you against retribution, and then no accuser, no prosecutor can have anything against you, can have any sway against you, and you could only benefit from the bliss in Olam Haba and those things in the world to come. Join us next time as we talk about assemblies for the sake of heaven here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.